a new world order.
A new world order. A new world order.
World order.
A new world order.
To forge a new world order.
Defense Secretary Dick Cheney has approved a revised draft of a policy document on the new world order.
So we have countries that are respecting the rules, and we have countries that are respecting their national interests going beyond the rules. And that is what is happening, and we have to take into consideration the world order.
Here at WEF, I believe we're discussing, there's a lot of discussion about what the new world order will be. I believe perhaps we are at the moment in such a hyper-partisan, hyper-polarized time that we're not going to be able to form that new Helsinki today. I hope this time round, once we're building this new world order or new rules-based order, the voice of the global south and the developing world is included.
After Mr. Musk took over the Twitter with his freedom of speech absolutism, we are the protectors of freedom of speech as well. But at the same time, we cannot accept, for instance, the illegal content online and so on. So our message was clear. We have the rules which have to be complied with, and otherwise there will be sanctions.
They're in panic mode. The reason the globalists are scared is because you did your due diligence. You did the work. You spread the word. You planted the seeds. You got ridiculed. You got censored. You got attacked. And so now we're in a real fight with the global controllers, all right? I mean, we got their attention. We are beating the hell out of them. We're politically, nonviolently breaking their ribs, gouging out their eyeballs, pulling out their teeth, slamming their head to concrete, okay?
And we come to Psalm 2. Let's look at it. The verse says, "Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast their cords from us." You know, when I read that, I said, you know, here's the description of the World Economic Forum going on right now.
Now, the problem is they got bioweapons labs everywhere. They got nuclear weapons. They got armies of scum that work for them, pedophiles, devil worshipers, degenerates, and they're really thinking about turning it all loose and causing a giant global civil war and a collapse. The good news is they were going to do that regardless. Now we're going to force them to do it on our terms, and we're going to win. But I can offer you nothing but hell in the next 10 years. Nothing but absolute hell. So you're not in your bed sucking your thumbs when these people hit. Because if you think getting in a catatonic position like a baby and curling up in a ball is going to protect you, I got news for you, it ain't. These people are devil-worshipping pedophiles. And they've got their operatives everywhere who are spiritually ignited and spiritually energized against us. And they're in the banks. They're in the police departments, they're in the law firms, they're in the universities, they're in the schools, they're everywhere.
Because when you have this type of consolidation, apostasy is much easier when people band together. The whole Tower of Babel episode needs to be understood in the light of Genesis 3:15. The devil in this story is trying to consolidate humanity in open rebellion against God, to destroy the holy line, to totally corrupt and demoralize the world, so that the promised Messiah, who would crush the serpent's head, would not be able to come. In one great apostate united system against God, you might call this a new world order.
Someone like Vladimir Putin has now upset this balance of the new world order that they were trying to achieve by going into Ukraine.
The evil people want to run things. And I know that people like General Flynn is like kind of a military Amish person. Not only because he's against technology, he thinks it's at a subconscious level a little too worldly to want to be the leader. A little too pushy to come out and just, you know, it's just not, well, it's a little arrogant. It's a little egotistical. No, it's not. No, it's not. We're gonna lead or we're gonna die.
They realized that the shots were causing the explosion of chronic disease, asthma, neuroimmune diseases like psychosis, ADHD, autism, cancer, autoimmune diseases. So they realized in 2011 they caused it all. So, or in 2009, and when our paper came out, they realized that these were the shots were associated strongly, very strongly, the chance of them not being associated, it was like being struck by lightning, one in at least a million in a p-value. And so they covered this all up because, of course, they were liable now because for the 42 million Americans who are asymptomatic carriers of HIV and SARS-CoV-2 and other XMRVs, other manufactured mouse, monkey, and human viruses. The game was premeditated murder of the 42 million people you're liable for their injury. Premeditated murder. If you give somebody who already has an antibody a shot, you will get antibody-dependent enhancement.
Oh, so they were getting rid of the people they'd already poisoned, knowing that giving them a second or third or fourth dose would kill them. Wow.
Correct. Kill us, cremate us, add a mask and isolation, and you'll blame the people for COPD or any of the other co-diseases. You never inject an HIV positive person with any vaccine. We never did. Never until now. You do not drive the disease-causing entity through their
body.
Why
do we know that all over the world, the people that have had the COVID vaccine are testing positive for HIV? Is that because of the spike proteins from HIV?
It has GP120, glycoprotein 120. Absolutely. It also has the monkey, mouse, and manufactured XMRV. So the spike protein is killing, you know, literally the 12%.
So you're saying
America.
It's a binary weapon where they already are preloaded with it, and this triggers the next phase.
Correct.
Hmm.
And the more vaccines you got, especially Gardasil, because that has the toxic synthetic lipid nanoparticles similar to the one in the COVID shot. Prior to the COVID shot, the deadliest vaccine, we saw athletes dropping dead on the field, passing out, falling down, all the things.
Yeah,
we're
why
seeing.
Is it particularly the athletes?
Because they operate at oxygen max, capacity max. They're operating at such a high level in their mitochondria. This is an energy production, oxygen necessary disease.
So they create, that's what they're finding. They turbocharge the blood clots.
Correct.
Wow. Yep.
And ischemia, lack of oxygen. So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events, dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
You looked at our nitric oxide. I saw it was the top rated. They let us private label it. It's the best seller. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes.
Well, I'm not a scientist like you. What do these compounds do creating nitrous oxide? What does it do?
It relaxes the vasculature, so the clot will go through and not restrict. It allows it to relax. It lowers the blood pressure.